The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, dear love. I'm Marissa, host of Incandescent, and thank you so much for waiting so patiently for a new episode. I want to especially thank the people in Afghanistan who have been listening. Thank you for keeping this podcast in the top 40 charts in the mental health category for pretty much the entire time that I was sick with COVID and pneumonia. I'm pretty much just getting my voice back today. And the first thing I wanted to do is record a message for you. I actually had thought of closing this podcast down before getting sick and then during getting sick. But because in Afghanistan, this stayed on the charts, it gave me hope and it made me realize people are really benefiting from this. And I got a few messages about this podcast while I was sick, and I feel like I was in a cocoon. I couldn't speak, I couldn't sing, I couldn't move. But I was going through all of these changes, and I guess when butterflies are in cocoons, they essentially look like goo. Like they're falling apart and they're not anything. And that's how I felt. And as I'm coming out, I'm not quite butterfly yet. I'm not there, but I'm getting there. And I feel this huge metamorphosis and transformation happening. And I have a feeling that you do too. I feel how connected we are and how connected we all are. And so many of my friends were going through really serious transformations as I was, but in their own ways, very different. But still, I think we're just all going through so much and need each other now more than ever. And I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to keep sharing messages and affirmations that are serving me in hopes that they serve you too. And the one that's been getting me through is this. I don't know what this means. Thank you. I allow. And so that's our practice today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, allow yourself to just tune in to your beautiful, miraculous body that is so perfect for you, no one else. It's yours, and it's perfect for you no matter what anyone in the whole world says. Doesn't matter. All that matters is you tuning into it now, accepting its perfection as it is, whatever it is. Letting your breath flow however it flows. I've discovered in my own breath that apparently I haven't had a full breath in a long time. The daily hiccups, the daily struggling to breathe for years and years, I thought was normal. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. Whatever you're experiencing, we don't need to know what it means. We can just let it be, whatever it is. Thank you. I allow. Thank you. I allow. Tune into the weight of gravity. Let yourself become heavy. No need to hold yourself right now if you don't need to. Let go of any muscles you do not need to hold on to. And affirm to yourself, I may not know what this means, but I am thankful, and I allow. I trust and the unfolding of my life, and the unfolding of everything around me and within me. I trust in my journey. I may not know what it means, but I am thankful, and I am trusting, and I allow. I may not know what this means, but I am thankful, I am trusting, and I allow. I don't know what this means. Thank you. Thank you for it. I allow. I allow. I am ready and I allow. I don't know what this means. I allow. I allow. Take a nice big deep breath in, really feel the air filling your lungs. And exhale with a sigh whenever you're ready. Let your breath return to whatever pace feels good to you. And feel yourself letting go. There's no need to know. There's no need to know why something's happening. You are God's overflow, love's overflow, the universe's overflow, whatever you want to call it. The word superfluous means more than enough. I received a message recently that was, I am not ubiquitous, I am superfluous. I didn't know what it meant. I've been feeling my oneness more lately, and I've been confused with the difference between being everything, but just in this body. You know, this feeling of we are all one entity experiencing itself through our own unique perceptions. But it's this feeling now of there is the one, there is the all. And we are the overflow. We are more than enough. We're meant to be in love. We are more than enough. That's what superfluous means. Overflow, more than enough. I don't know what any of this means. Because before we became this overflow, we were everything. We were all love. And we entered here and got confused in all of this. Well, confusion. We entered this experience and received an upbringing that created our perception and our differences, that created us to believe we are something. Take a big, deep in breath, belly expanding, and exhale deeply whenever you're ready. We are God's overflow. Children of love. Children of our own desire. Meant to be free. Meant to be in love. Let go of anything you think you should be or should do. Allow yourself to accept the understanding, or at least be open, willing, and perhaps ready, but definitely willing to believe that there's nothing that you need to change or prove in order to get what you want. The person that you think you need to be doesn't, it doesn't matter at all. Oh gosh, all that matters is who you already are. You're perfect as you are. I've been saying this for so long and I've never really felt it until now. Let yourself feel it as I do. I am sharing my feeling of it for you to feel too. Anything you think you need to be isn't true.
it's made up. It's an invention from society, from the influence of what's outside of us. Who you are right now is all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. You're growing, you're learning, you're unraveling beliefs that aren't true and don't serve you anymore, but that doesn't mean you can't have what you want in the process of that. That doesn't mean you have to wait until you've done all the healing, all the releasing, in order for things to be good now. Good, good, bad, who's to say? In order for things to feel satisfying. Satisfying and fulfilling and rich and rewarding right now. You deserve it. So, we may not know why we're here, what this all means. May I say that the way I want to say it? It's a swear, so if that's not cool with you, plug your ears, I guess, but we may not know what this all fucking means. But it's okay. We don't need to. Feel your shoulders relaxing. Unclench your sit bones, your pelvic floor. Let everything relax. And affirm to yourself, thank you, I allow. Thank you, I allow, unconditionally. Big breath in, stomach and ribcage fully expanding, holding your breath when you reach the top. And whenever you're ready, exhale with a sigh. Allow your breath to return to its regular flow of breathing and stay with this feeling as long as you wish. Thank you for being here. I'll let the music continue as my voice can't. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you for being you.